Let's review. Our Gemara begins at the end of Amud Beis of the previous Daf with a discussion about the Yom HaDin, which will take place La'asa Lovai, at the time of Tchias HaMesim. Tanya, B'Shami Oimrim, Gimel Kitas Hein L'Yom HaDin. At the time of the Great Day of Judgment, which will occur at Tchias HaMesim, there will be three groups of people, Acha Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, V'Acha Shal Rishoam Gemurim, V'Acha Shal Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtam Ala Alta L'Chai Oilem. Righteous people will be written and inscribed for eternal life. Risham Gemurim Nechtav Nechtam Ala Alta L'Gehenim. Wicked people will be written and inscribed for eternal punishment. However, Beinanim Yerdin L'Gehenim Umitzav Tzafin V'Oilem. Whereas people who are, so to speak, hanging in the balance, go momentarily down to Gehenim, and as soon as they begin to cry out to Hashem are taken out, as Rashi explains, Beis Hillel holds that the Beinanim do not go down to Gehenim at all, but rather they benefit from Hashem's quality of Rav Chesed, which means that Hashem is Mati Klape Chesed. Hashem tips the scales for those who find favor in His eyes. David HaMelech composed this entire parak of Tehillim, concluding with the point that, even though we are dalim, poor in our Torah observance, Hashem shows favor and kindness to us. As Rava taught, Maidich se v'ahavti ki yishma Hashem, Amar k'nes shol v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu shloilem, imes ani ahuva lefenecha, bizman shata shemea kol tachanunai. When am I beloved to you, Hashem, when you hear my cries, da'loise v'li yoshia, afa p'shadola anim in ha-mitzvahs, li no lo yoshia. Even though I am weak in good deeds, I am worthy to show favor to me. However, the Gemara goes on to say that there are certain individuals who will suffer much worse punishments. Poishe Yisrael begufen, upoishe umes ha'olam begufen. Those who are poishe begufen, which the Gemara explains as those who are steeped in immorality, or those who show disdain for mitzvahs. Yerdin legehenem and edainim by yud beis chedish. Lach yud beis chedish gufen kalav and nishmas nisrafes. Will suffer in Gehenim for a period of 12 months, at which time their souls will be burned and the ashes will be scattered under the feet of tzaddikim. However, even worse are the minim mesayrus v'apikarsim shekafru b'tayra v'shekafru b'tchias ha-meisim v'shapirsh midachri tzibra. Those who chas v'sham deny the Torah, or chas v'sham deny tchias ha-meisim, or those who mak tamid ha-chacham v'shechatu v'chtiris ha-rabim, and those who have caused others to sin, yardin legehenem v'nedayin b'nedaridayis, descend to the depths of Gehenna for eternity. The Gemara had mentioned that Beis Hillel taught that Hashem is mate klape chesed. The Gemara asks, hey chiyavid, how does this work? The Gemara brings several opinions. Hashem tilts the scales on the side of mitzvahs, as hinted to in the pasuk, yashav yirachmeinu yichpesh avaneseinu. B'yisvechanina says, noisei. Hashem lifts up the side of Averis in order to tip the scales in the side of the person, as stated in the Pasuk, Nesi Avein Va'ivra Pesha. The Beir Shmuel teach, Mava Rishon Rishon. Hashem erases one sin at a time, until the scales are tipped in favor of the person. Rava clarifies, however, that V'yavein Atzma Inen Nimchek, the sin itself is not completely erased. The Iyika Ruba Avoinis Machshabadayu, as if the person's sins outweigh their merits, then this sin is added back to the person's scale of bad deeds. Rava teaches further on this pasuk that kalamavra midaisav mavirun lo kalpashav. Someone who is forgiving to those who wrong him, heaven responds in kind and forgives him for all his sins. Shneim naisi oven vayivra pasha, lemi naisi oven lemi shayivra pasha. That Hashem overlooks someone's sins if that person acts in the same manner to others. The Gemara cites a related story. Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua chalash. Rav Huna became ill, and Rav Papa went to visit him. Rav Huna seemed very ill to Rav Papa and instructed the family to prepare shrouds. But then Rav Huna recovered. He recounted to his family that he had already saw his judgment in heaven, meaning his soul had already begun to leave his body. At which time Hashem announced that since Rav Huna was always quick to forgive anyone who slighted his honor, he should be granted extra years of life, and he had a full recovery. Next, Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna posed a contradiction. The beginning of the pasuk states, "Tzadik Hashem echol derachav," while the end of the pasuk states, "V'chasa b'chamasav." He answers that Hashem originally wanted to run the world with mishpat, strict din. However, he saw that the world cannot exist that way, and so he switched to running the world with tzedakah and chesed, acts towards Bnei Yisrael, lefnei mishuras hadin. The Gemara presents a famous teaching from Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yochanan, al malei mikra kasha v'yashal amar. Rabbi Yochanan teaches further that would the Torah not have stated this, we would not be able to verbalize it. Melamish v'nis'atav HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur, v'har lo l'moshe say the tefillah, Hashem k'v'yachal, so to speak, wrapped himself in the talus and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder HaTfilah of the 30 Midas HaRachamim and added, Amar lo kazman sh'Yisrael chaitin yas lefana k'seder hazeh. Bnei Yisrael should pray before me using this formula, v'ani moichel em and I will forgive them. The 30 Midas HaRachamim begin with Hashem. Hashem, why the dablashen? Anihu kaidim sh'yachta ha'adam, v'anihu la'achar sh'yachta ha'adam yasa tshuva. I am Hashem before a person sins, and even after a person sins, if a person repents and rectifies his ways. View the teachers further regarding the Yogim and Midas HaRachamim, that Bris Krusel Yid Gimel Midas, She'enu Chayzus Reikim, She'nem Ahini Anechi Karis Bris, Hashem has actually taken an oath, as it were, that the 30 Midas HaRachamim will always be effective in arousing the mercy of Hashem, whenever the Bnei Yisrael entreat Hashem with these words. Rav Yochanan teaches about Tshuva, that G'day L'Tshuva She'mekaraz Gizar Dina Shel Adam. Tshuva, repentance, is so great that it can tear up an evil decree that has already been issued against a person. The Gemara questions the concept of tshuva erasing sins from a brisa. Hashav ben time, moichel loyshav ben time, afalahevi kol elin nevoish ba'olam, ein moichel loy. That if a person did not mend his ways and do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, repentance later on can no longer help him erase evil decrees. The Gemara answers loykasha, habayachar habitzibur. Repentance can erase an evil decree, but only for a tzibur, for a community and not for an individual. The Gemara questioned this. Eini Hashem alekechaba, itim l'tayva, itim l'ra, itim l'tayva keitzat. If Bnei Yisrael were not righteous on Rosh Hashanah and received the decree of a little rain, and then repented, the Brisa states, that rain cannot be added, as the decree was already issued. However, Hashem sends the allotted quantity of rain specifically when it will be most beneficial. And so it seems from this brisa that even for a tzibur, gzeir will not be changed. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, de'ef shabahachi. This case is different, since there is a solution without having to rescind the gzeira by sending rain at the most beneficial times. The Gemara continues, Shalom b'luya hagiyeris as Rebbe Gamliel, k'siv b'teirascham asher lo yisa fanem, v'k'siv yisa Hashem panay alacha, which seems to be a contradiction, as one pasuk says that Hashem will not show favoritism, and one pasuk says that he will show favoritism. Yisa Kohen answered her, Kam b'aveir shebein odom la'mokim, kam b'aveir shebein odom la'chaveir. Hashem will show favoritism regarding sins b'ein odom la'mokim, if a person repents properly, whereas sins between fellow man, Hashem will not forgive and show favor until the person has gained forgiveness from his friend whom he wronged. Rabbi Kiva answered, Kan koidim gzar din, kan la'achar gzar din. After gzar is already issued, then Hashem no longer can show favor to a person and try to help a situation, which seems to show that after gzar one cannot change the decree. The Gemara answers, Hachanami b'yachad. This too is referring to an individual decree. However, gzar issued against a tzibur or against all of Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom can be repealed with proper tefillah and tshuva.